This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nau mai hara mai, nau mai hoki mai ki roto I tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, we're Out West Radio. We're a radio station or podcast that brings you all the happenings out west. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community, and a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities. If you're new to Out West Radio, my name is Tom. We've got Regan in the house. What's up, Regs?
Hey, hey.
And if you're no G, welcome back to our space, guys. We're just here to give you the inside scoop of the haps, what's happening out at the Western Community Centre. We also can talk about what's happened, present, and then what's to come. We just want to hang out with you guys. Probably got some things that we want to share with you, from our printing to our veggie packs. We're back into all of that stuff again, to our after school care programs, our youth programs and where we're at with all of that stuff. But also, you know, some other programs that we have coming up as well.
I think we've got, firstly, starting off, I've got to promote, we've got a call as a one-day free symposium for young wahine in the area, which is happening tomorrow, 7th of March, and it's down here at the Western Community Centre. And a massive thank you to the YWCA of Waikato and our awesome friend Zita. So there's a really cool, what you'll be expecting is some inspiring speakers, some hands-on activities, and a well-being experience to uplift, empower and connect. So if you head over to our Facebook page or over to the YWCA, there is some links there or some posters there of, it's called Her Wellbeing Waikato. So if you head over there, it starts Saturday 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's all for ladies, so come on down, come and experience something new, see what you can get out of this and make some really cool networks. So that is happening tomorrow, so I really needed to get that out there so that you guys don't miss out on that opportunity. And there is a bit of a kind of like a day plan of what that's going to look like, from, you know, the starting of the morning to the afternoon, so what you can expect. And you know, if you're not available to come in first thing in the morning, you might be able to come in for the afternoon and have a cool time amongst all of it. It's going to be really, really cool, so get amongst all of that. We also had fruit and veggies this week, and it was a really good pack. I think we might have maybe one or two bags left, but a few extra bits and pieces that we're selling. So our bags this week included broccoli, spinach, potatoes, nectarines, bananas, and avocados, and that costed $15. We also had, I think we had some blueberries, we had some kiwi berries and some bananas. Kiwi berries and some nectarines that we had extras for sale as well. And some eggs. We got some eggs still for sale, and those are $10 for 12. Really good bargain. And they're really, really good eggs. We use them, the centre itself purchase some eggs for some of our programs, and we'll use the eggs in, you know, when we're baking and cooking and things like that, and they're great, they're awesome. So make sure you come down, get a bargain every Wednesday, $15. You don't need to pre-order, you just come and grab as many bags as you need. If you are, you know, kind of requesting quite a lot or a few more than like maybe 5 bags, just give us a call just to make sure that we've got that many bags left over for the day. But it is first in, first serves. And a lot of the time our bags will equate to, depending on what the weeks look like, will depend on what the cost will look like. And there's been some weeks where some of our bags have estimated closer to like the $30 mark. Some of them are a little bit closer to the, you know, $25 mark. But we charge $15 for our bags. So make sure you come down and
just
get a bargain.
Yeah, just know that you are getting them cheaper than what you would normally go and get spend at the supermarket. Another thing that we want to talk about is our youth programs that we have coming up.
Yes.
We have officially kicked everything off. We got yesterday we had our girls group on Tauranga, mm-hmm. and then last week we started our boys program off as well.
Yeah,
a little bit quiet, but a lot of enrollment forms have gone out.
Definitely.
So a lot of enrollment forms have gone out. We're just yet to see the foot traffic coming in mm-hmm. for the program. Although throughout the week, you might notice that there's been a lot of foot traffic for young people mm-hmm. coming in and out of the centre.
Yep.
I've done a couple of CVs now this side of the year with mm-hmm. some young people. I think it's the senior kids. It's job opportunities for them now again. And then we've got more young people coming around as well. Yesterday, I was just using the gym. I wanted to get a good workout in my break, and then it just ended up me hanging out with young people that were bunking school. Although I missed out on a workout, it was still a good time having a little bit of banter with some the junior kids from Fraser High School.
Mm-hmm.
But just know, I'm not trying to keep them down here. I'm just letting them know, hey, we do have programs down here. If you want to come and hang out at them, if you're at Fraser High School, come and see us on, there's boys group on Fridays mm-hmm. at 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon, and girls groups on Thursdays. So there's a bunch of girls that were down here as well. So probably need to try and tap into that a little bit more.
Definitely. And it is. They've been really, really cool, our young ones lately, and with us just kind of slowly starting to reopen our programs and stuff like that. It's been cool to have some of our older senior kids that are probably like not even classed as seniors now. They're just members of our community. And it's been really, really cool because we've had them come back in over the last couple of weeks just to pop in to say hello. And it's really cool for our young ones that we've got in our programs now, or ones that we're potentially coming onto our programs, to see, you know, what some of our other kids have, or where their life has taken them, you know, and what journey that they're on after, you know, coming out of our programs and experiencing real life and things like that. So they're starting to build those little bonds, and it was quite cool to have all of the kids back in my office. Again, we mentioned quite a bit about how we've got young ones in our offices, and I think the counselling sessions have restarted again for the year for our young ones. But it's cool, you know, they're getting back into the swing of things and seeing what we can do to help shape what their future will look like this year for them.
Yeah, I really do think that there's a bit of a change in the atmosphere for young people around here. Still a lot of fights that are happening, though.
Yeah.
That's probably the other downfall of it, but we're not inviting them down here to have fights. We just, I think that's kind of like a window for me and Riggs to get out there and, you know, have a chat to them, maybe draw them in. But it does suck that it takes them to fight for us to go, us to go out and then try and recruit them.
Recruit them that way,
Well, let them know that there's a space they can come out, come out and hang. So the gym is there. The gym is open to the public. You just have to come into reception and we can sort out a good time for you to use it. It is getting used quite regularly now. Lei Katoa, he's part of this one-way project for a sports program. It's not really a program. I think the bro's just doing it just on his back, really. He's not asking for any money.
Mm.
But pretty cool to maybe just ask, you know, if you're around, give him some koha and stuff like that. He's training a lot of young Pacific Islanders as well out there. So he's using the gym quite a bit. I've seen him a couple of times on his stories, training at different places around Hamilton, which probably caters to most of the kids as well, because they're not just from one area, they're from all around, you know, the Hamilton region. Mm-hmm. So I think he's picking places to go train so that it's easier transport for them to get to.
That's cool.
I think they're just taking turns. Well, they could be, but I do see them training in all sorts of areas around Hamilton. So, the gym is there. There's a lot of equipment there for you to come and use if you want to come and see us at the community centre. It's well looked after. A lot of the kids kind of claim citizenship to it. So heaps of the youth that have moved out or transitioned out of our programs helped us put all the gym equipment together and kind of kit out the container. So, I think it means a little bit more to the young people that they could be a part of it. And now we've got juniors wanting to get in there. When they're wagging school.
But even my girls, they've even been mentioning that they're wanting to like switch up just kind of like their habits for this year and looking at maybe trying to get into the gym a little bit more too. So it's cool seeing that like even our girls have started to kind of run on that same journey as our boys and, mental health and well-being, you know, looking after that. So it's been cool to hear my young ones say that they were keen to jump into the gym, where last year they weren't too keen for that, you know. Yeah. So many different opportunities around here for all sorts of people, though, not only just our young ones.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Heaps of ones. This is probably real irrelevant at the moment, but I do just wanted to make just kind of mention this, is that we have a group called the Norton Community Collective, and they meet once a month, first Thursday of the month. So obviously they met last night, and that happens every Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And all is welcome. It's a really cool space. This is the group that have been supporting us down at the Norton Mall and cleaning that space up. They've also been doing some other bits and pieces on, you know, just making the Norton community even better than what we are at the moment. So if you do, you know, drive past like the Norton Mall and you see a crowd of people kind of, you know, clearing back the bush or clearing out the car park and stuff like that, just know that is the Norton Community Collective, and is literally made up of individuals from our community, including our manager Neil, and our awesome friend Eric from our Norton Community Church over near Norton Primary School. They're the ones that lead us in that space, and I do know that group is slowly expanding, but they do some really, really cool stuff and just trying to get the community to work together and utilize each other's ideas on how we can make it great again. So
it's pretty cool, eh? Mm. Did they help with the working bee over at the, what do you call it, the mall area?
Yeah, so it'll be part of the same part of the group as well.
Same collective, yeah. Wow, shucks. I wish there was more of that. I know some of our young boys wanted to get in there and be a part of it, but yeah, that's probably on me trying to share the right timing for them to be a part of it. I had to be at a tangi on Sunday, so yep. When I drove past, I was kind of, I was like, far out, they've done a mean job.
Yeah, they've done a mean job. So just a real thing, they had 20 amazing people, 6 trailer loads, and about 2 and a bit hours of work that they had done. And they kind of started on the back part of the Norton Mall, where the car park is kind of where all the deliveries go in.
Yeah.
So they've cleaned up all down that back space and that little alleyway kind of down the side of there. So it's just a little bit more open, it's clearer. It means that when you're walking back and forth and past it, you can actually see down there now, and it's a little bit more safer. So
I also noticed that a lot of cars can't hide at the back now.
Yes. So
no place to hide, guys. Unfortunately, we've cleaned that space up.
Exactly. But, you know, thank you. A massive shout out, honestly, to the 20 amazing people that turned up to support that, and I'm assuming that we'll probably be looking at doing a little bit more of that. There was also another few shout outs in there. We had Kenneth's Hire Pool, the Central Landscape Supplies, Domino's, and also shout out to Fraser High School too, who had some awesome students come in and get stuck into that type of support as well. So that's really, really cool. We've got heaps of groups around us that are supporting us. So
that's cool that Fraser was in there. Students are in there.
Yeah, that's what they've put in there.
That's pretty cool, Lee. Here at the Western Community Centre, we've got free internet. It is under WCC guest, though. The password is I Love Norton. There's no capitals, no spaces, so you can feel free to join on to that. If you don't have any devices, we also have computers that are free to use at the front in the main foyer. There's about 4 of them. It does get quite busy in there. There's 2 busy periods that the computers will be used, and that's in the morning and generally just in the afternoon. So after school, all the young people come down and use the computers. So they are busy in those times, but during the day, they're mainly free to use. So feel free to come down and use those as well. We have photocopying and printing services available. We can print from your USB or laminate some documents if we need to. We do scan to email as well. But the prices are A4 black and white is 10 cents. A4 in color is 50 cents. A3, which is the bigger paper, black and white is 15 cents. Then for color is $1. We do the scan to email, that's $1, and we laminate A4, that's $1, and if I'm laminating the A3, that's $1.50. And if you do have large quantities that you want to get printed or get laminated, just let us know, and I'm pretty sure we can sharpen a pencil for you, and yeah, get you a better price on the way through that. We do have table and chair hire here at the community centre. A lot of people use it. A lot of people come and use our tables and chairs for weddings, for birthdays. Doesn't matter if it's 21st or 50th. The table and chairs are going out quite regularly for certain celebrations. But If you are using them in the weekend, it's pick up on Friday and drop back on Monday. The chairs are $3 each, tables are $7 each. There is a $50 bond. However, you normally would get the bond back if you bring everything in the same condition that they left here with. So if you took them from here in good condition, we probably expected they come back in good condition as well. And also shout out to a lot of people that go out there and clean the tables and chairs when they come back, get ready for redistribution. Get ready to be sent back up to everyone else in the community as well. Here we haven't started the youth hub yet, but we had another meeting yesterday in terms of what it would look like and if there should be acoustics. We're at that phase now where it's the small stuff that we're talking about and how that can help with youth hub and the other room that we're trying to create at the back there anyway. But I'd like to go through what we have to offer here at the community centre, and then we can go from there. So what we have to offer, we have over 101 unique support services, activities and events programs that are held here each year. They are available to the public from our community and facilities at Hyde Ave and at Grandview Road. So to start things off, inside our community centre hub or information hub, we've got a Justice of the Peace. They're Tuesdays 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So please make sure that you're there in their time frame. There's no bookings. You can't book in for that. It's just turn up and hopefully get in there into that space. But please, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Try not to be any earlier or any later. Otherwise, you miss out. Citizens Advice Clinics, though, if you do miss the Justice of the Peace, at Citizens Advice Clinics is on Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then we've got Family Court Navigator, they're fortnightly. Got Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, they're fortnightly. Wāwhānau Support Worker, Family Support, Aroha. If you can't get a hold of her, she is really busy. She's probably one of the busiest in this building. Then it goes Neil, then Linda, and then the rest of us. But Aroha is her log of clients is quite big, and she's doing an amazing job. She's keeping up with all of them. If you can't get a hold of her, please don't feel like she's ignoring you. She is actually out there doing the mahi in the community. Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, financial mentoring, they're on Tuesdays and Fridays. We've got legal advice from Nearman Pebbles and Holt, Tuesdays 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's a must book in, so you must book in for that. There is also acupuncture on Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. That's a booking as well, and that's here at the community centre. You can book that in. That's acupuncture on Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Must book in. There's Plunkett Outreach Clinic. There's fruit and veggie co-op bags. Regan was talking about it before. $15 here at the community centre for your fruit and veggie pack. They get made up on Wednesday. So from about Wednesday 10:30 a.m. onwards, you can come in and pick them up, and we open at 8:30 every day and we close about 5:30, so in between that time frame, that's when you should be coming in and picking up some fruit and veggie packs. Now they do go pretty quick. It's about probably first in, first serve. You can't order, so there's no need to call in and try and hold one back. Just come on down and get your $15 fruit and veggie pack. Western Community Centre newspaper, bi-monthly, delivered over to 19,000 homes. They've already just recently been distributed this week, and put together by our friend Hoya Nelson. So thank you very much for that. So if you do have our newspaper, please have a look through it and what we have to offer here at the community centre. Obviously you'll be tuned into this platform as well, but you do have a newspaper. If you're old school with it, then you'd be looking at your newspaper. 50 plus events and trips and luncheons, activities and walking groups here at the Western Community Centre as well. They're led by the 50 plus group. The walking group is actually led by them, but the rest of them, like the events, the trips, the luncheons and the other activities, is led by Ngā Huia as well, who kind of facilitates and looks after creating spaces for our 50 plus people. So if you do know someone 50 plus, please send them down and give him the information in. And also just see what the 50 plus crew have to offer for them, because the list is out, because on Feb we've already done it. They had a high tea in the park. And then in March, on the 20th of March, there's a chalk and cheese fondue time. And it's a bit of a hangout space here as well. Then in April, did someone say time for a bus trip is what it says. So it's a bus trip. And you're going to find out details for the rest of it when you come to the fondue time. So we are saying that if you want to be a part of it, you've got to be attending the rest of them. You can't just turn up for all the cool stuff. So if you know someone 50 plus and they've got nothing to do, send them this way. There's plenty of things to do each month. We'll give them a form that will map out the rest of the year for them. And hopefully they can be a part of it. Western Wales Learner License courses, that's run by Regan. We've got Out West Radio, which you're tuned into. So we're on Friday mornings and we're on Free FM 89.0. Obviously, that's what you're tuned into. You can listen on here and another digital platform you can hear us on is on Spotify. We also have youth activities, events, programs, and leadership development stuff here for our young people. Again, our Tairanga, our young Wahine are on Thursday afternoons, and the boys are on Friday, Tō Whakapōwai, and both programs from 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. Children's holiday and after school care programs, that's our junior one, that's the Western Stars. They obviously have really good holiday programs and still in the mix of creating their one, and that won't come out, that will come out shortly as well, so we can kind of fill in the enrollment stuff for that as well. It was pretty packed before school, which is a really good thing, because some whānau obviously start back at mahi earlier in the holidays, which means their kids can't get to school because school's not on. They came to the holiday program. Anyway, we do have another holiday program coming up in the next school holidays with the Western Stars. That's just a call in and a check-in when they can start enrolling. But we'll have a list of what's to be expected in the holiday program in the weeks coming. The facilities and services we have here, again, we have free phone usage, no number to dial out, and obviously the computers. Please just ask reception and they'll point you in the right direction. We've got photocopying, printing, and scanning. Once again, we've got we hire our venue to over 2,519 bookings every year. Each year we do that. And over 153 community groups, organisations, faith-based communities, education providers, and clubs that are using our venue each year. Also, great place for the whānau to do gatherings and celebrations. And the next one on the list is the tables and chairs, which I was obviously talking about before. The bond of $50, pick up on the Friday, using on the weekend, and just return on the following week. There's a fair share market that happens every second Saturday of the month. Now, the fair share, it is a market. You bring stuff down. There is a crop swap. That's the first hour, 9 to 10. After that, it's a craft swap, and that's from 10 to 11. Then there's a repair co-op from 11 to 12. So there's hour segments in there. So the program obviously goes to, or the event goes from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. There's regular 111 care first aid courses here at the community centre. It's all about just trying to book in, go check it out online, see what spaces are available. And then go from there. We've got free meals Mondays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays is the Kaivolution. Again, please get down here early, because the line starts quite early here, and the food doesn't come out till 1. Some people are even lining up here at 10 in the morning. But we've got the other thing with free meals, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays during school term, from 2:30 p.m. onwards, we're picking up school lunches and bringing them back here to the community centre. So feel free to come down and gather yours. We also have this little part in our book here at the community centre. It's like a flyer or like a service book. So if you come down to the centre and you're unsure about what we have to offer, you can take one of these books home so you can have a look through it and see what we do and what other people would get in to do some mahi around in our community. But this one, as the title kind of states, struggling with your power bill with a question mark, and it's around are you paying too much in your power bill? Then come on down to the community center and we'll check your power bill with you. And if you're not sure if you're getting the best deal on your power bill, then obviously we'll help. Just drop in again and we'll just go over it with you. So the drop-ins are on Mondays 10 a.m. to 11. There's no appointment needed. Or you can message us and we can fit in the time for you. Just remember, if you're booking, then it makes it easier for us to set aside time for you. So you can call us on 07-847-4873 and just go for the extension 0. That's 07-847-4873 extension 0. Or you can email ngahoya at wccham.org.nz. That's ngahoya, that's N-G-A-H-U-I-A at wcchham.org.nz. Or you can go onto our Facebook page and just private message us through there. So no stress, no fuss, just a quick check to make sure you're not paying more than what you should be doing. And then on the other side of that, we've also got Skinny Jump down here at the Western Community Centre as well. It comes in and it goes out faster than it normally comes in. So is your household, just if you want to check if your household is eligible for the jump, Skinny Jump, and if you identify with one or more of the following groups, then you're obviously compatible to get a Skinny Jump from us. So families with children in low socioeconomic communities, people with disabilities, migrants and refugees with English as their second language, Māori and Pacific youth, offenders and ex-offenders, seniors, people living in social housing. Just come down and have a chat with the people from the Western Community Centre for more information. And yeah, obviously we'll point you in the right direction or get it sorted out for you. It's as easy as just coming down to the community centre and asking at reception, asking for Nahuya, and she'll help you through the Skinny Jump, and she'll also talk you through your Powerball too if you're looking at balancing this. Now, I talk about the Powerball because we're coming into like colder days, so everyone's going to be using power, more power in their houses. Like the lights are going to be on earlier, the lights are probably going to stay until late. Then we've got gas heating. If you've got gas, then you've got what else do we have? Aircon, heat pumps. These will be pumping through the cold weather as well. It's just about trying to find out with the Powerball stuff, you know, if you're paying more than what you should be. I know some people give you good deals and you get all the stuff. So I know Mercury Energy, they do this cool, if you sign up for ours, you get like something like a Samsung phone or a vacuum, or I think it might be a TV, but there's many of those things in there that other organizations do to get people onto their Powerball. But yeah, if you need to get a check, come down and get a check at the community center, because no one really knows if they're spending too much on their Powerball until they go and check it out. But that's it for Out West Radio. That's me and Regan signing out. But we'll catch you next week and bring you more information.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.